والله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المحيمن العبيد الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون والله الخالق الباري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
My respected brothers, the blessings and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I pray for you, your success, for your families. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always grant his special bounties upon all of you. And also make us successful against our open enemy, and that is Iblis. Allah Ta'ala ne kai baar Quran mein farmaya ki shaitan tumhara khula dushman hai. So someone who is our open enemy, we need to prepare ourselves. What kind of weapons Iblis had, what kind of traps and whispering Iblis and Shayateen are using against us, and how we can prepare ourselves against a great or against a powerful enemy of mankind. So today we will discuss few different weapons and what are different things which make happy to Iblis and what are different things which make him cry. So as he is our enemy, enemy of Allah and enemy of Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
What we need to do, we should make him cry, and we should not do anything which will make happy to enemy of us, mankind, and enemy of Al-Bayt alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So there is something, whenever we human beings, and especially Muslimin and believers and followers, when we do that thing, at that time, Iblis is happy, and not only happy, but start dancing. So when there is excess of happiness, so at that time usually, the people they dance. So likewise, Iblis and Shayateen, they start dancing. And what is that? Iblis and Shayateen, they start dancing when a husband and wife, they are fighting, or they are having quarrels, or they are having disputes, or they are having argumentation. A few years ago, I read somewhere, and whenever we are entering in our house, so before entering, when we open the door, so we should enter first, right foot should go in the house, and whether anybody is at home or not, one should say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So last night when I was reading this topic, again it has been mentioned, anyone who is entering into the house, without saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, usually there are fights in the house. So why not we should protect ourselves? Why people and husband and wife are the family members, they are fighting in the house. When they are entering, they are not protecting themselves. When they are not saying Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Iblis is also going inside with them. So usually, if husband is working, or maybe these days ladies are there also working, so whenever they are coming from outside and the other spouse who is sitting at home, so someone who is sitting maybe just taking rest or maybe doing cooking or cleaning of the house, but still someone who is sitting at home will say, I have done a lot, and someone who was outside had done nothing. So there are different topics of arguments among husband and wife. So what should we do whenever we are entering in our house? At that time, we should enter with right foot. At the same time, we have to say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this way, we will be able to reduce. I am not saying, because there are a lot of other factors, there are arguments between husband and wife, but at least we can reduce the number of fights, the number of quarrels are arguments between husband and wife. And when husband and wife, they are not fighting, or the family member, they are not fighting, automatically Iblis is crying. But if husband and wife and other family members, they are having arguments and fights, so automatically they are making happy to Iblis and other shayateen. As a believer, this is our duty, not to make happy to Iblis. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So there is another thing which also makes happy to Iblis and shayateen, and they start laughing. And what is that? When two groups, or two brothers, or two believers, or two nations, they are fighting against each other. For example, in the movement of freedom of subcontinent, for example, the Hindus and the Muslims of Pakistan, usually they say they done a lot for their freedom and they started and ultimately they got success. But in that era of the time, British government, they decided to vacate that area, to come out of that area. Actually, they had decided already. But they want to leave that country. At the same time, what did they see? Muslims and Hindus, they are working together for their freedom. What did they done at that time? They were slaughtering different cows and throwing into the areas of hardliner Hindus. And then they were spreading the rumors, these are Muslims who are insulting your gods, because they worship cows as well. So these are Muslims who are insulting your gods, they are slaughtering your cows, and in this way they are insulting you all Hindus. Likewise, so these British army are there, the different people who were working for them, they were picking up different kind of najasat, sometimes blood, sometimes feces, different things, they were collecting and throwing into the mosque. And then they were spreading the rumors, these are Hindu who are putting all these things. So in this way, they were inspiring Hindus and Muslims against each other to have fights and quarrels with each other. So likewise, maybe at lower level, two brothers, real brothers, someone is coming and saying, your brother was saying this and this. And then usually there are arguments among two real brothers, sometimes community members. So the best remedy is, Quran says, whenever someone is bringing a news, This is the duty of a moment, must analyze and must do the research and find out whether that news is right or wrong. Usually we are listening something and getting angry and starting against our sisters and brothers in Iman. But the Quran and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us, for the people, whenever anyone is bringing, maybe believer, maybe non-believer, maybe your friend, maybe your relative, maybe someone else, anybody who is bringing a news for you, what is our duty? We have to do research. And if that is true, then the best seer of our Aima Tahar alayhi salam is
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alayhi
salam. Like a Syrian person who came in Medina and he was spurring upon Imam Hassan alayhi salam, when he done whatever he want to do, at the end Imam alayhi salam said, I think you are a stranger, you are not person of Medina. So as you are traveler and you came from outside, maybe you need food, maybe you need dress, maybe you need shelter, maybe you need ride. So anything you like, I will provide you. When he saw such a great attitude and morality by Imam Hassan alayhi salam, then he bent himself and he said, I know who you are. And my intention was, because I was enemy of your father and yourself, and I was provoking you to have fight with you. But today I have known, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making someone representative and hujjat, really today I have to know, you are Hujjat Khuda.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So if anyone is bringing any news for us, what is our duty? We have to do research whether that is wrong or right. If that is true, if that is right, like Imam Hassan alayhi salam, as he was tolerant, he was patient, he was cool and calm, and with his beauty of morality, he changed one of his enemy. Likewise, we can forgive the people. If someone is doing against us, okay, we can see, yes, I think you've done a mistake, I am here to forgive you. But if they are wrong, still we can say, my sister, my brother, I think you are wrong, and you can correct yourself. But there is no need to have arguments, to have fights, to have quarrels with each other. Anyone who is having arguments, maybe husband and wife, maybe sister and brother, maybe relative, maybe community members, maybe two nations, anyone who is without any reason, they are having fights with each other, actually they are making happy to Iblis and Shayateen. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali
Muhammad. And there is something which makes the Iblis to cry. And what is that? Because Iblis and Shayateen, they are our enemy. They are enemy of Al-Bayt alayhi salam. They are enemy of Allah. So what is our duty? We have to make them cry. And we should never do anything. We should make them happy. So what is that thing if we will do, straight away that will make cry to Iblis and Shayateen. And we have to do that thing again and again. Because when someone who is enemy of Ahlul Bayt and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you are making him cry, it means you are making happy to Allah and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And what is that? First thing, and that was sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And not only our Prophet, but all messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is sunnah of all of them. And what is that? Whenever you see a mu'min brother, you have to do salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As I said, when you are entering into your house, whether somebody is there or not, even angels are there. You have to say assalamu alaikum. But whenever you face a mu'min, a brother in Iman, the first thing you have to say, that is, you have to say Assalamu Alaikum. And when you are saying this, you should move forward, go forward, and shake hand. Shaking hand, doing musafir, haath milana, or salam karna, Rasulullah tamam anbiya ki sunnat hai. And Holy Prophet, he was not waiting someone who was younger. People were his companion, they were his sahaba. And all of them were junior in status, junior in knowledge. But even the children, or even the ordinary people, even uneducated people, whenever any was coming and Prophet was facing anybody, the first thing he was doing, he was extending his hand to shake hand, and he was saying, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And this is something we all have to do. We shall not wait. Someone else will do first. And anyone who will do first, he will get 69 reward. And someone who will reply will get 1 reward. Or another of these, someone who will do first will get 99 reward. And someone who will reply will get 1 reward. And someone who is saying he is doing mustahab and replying is wajib. So why not we have to do something which is giving us more reward? At the same time, we are founder of a virtue. We are founder of a beauty and good deed. And maybe if other person, he has something in his heart, when you will go ahead and you will say Assalamu Alaikum and you will shake hand, automatically you are reducing that grudge and that hatred against each other. And this is also Sunnah of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. The first thing he done when soul was given to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and he spoke, the first thing he spoke, that was he said Assalamu alaikum upon angels. This is Sunnah of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, Sunnah of all messengers. And whenever anyone is saying, actually this is dua. You know, this is the beauty of Islam. When we say Islam is a religion of peace, this is our social reaction. When you are going into the people, when you are going to see anyone, so you are going with du'as, with good wishes. And that means all Muslim, always they are working for peace. When you say Assalamu alaikum, peace upon you. So you are wishing for someone, maybe they have problem, maybe they have diseases, maybe they have anything. When you are going and saying Assalamu alaikum, it means your wishes, your good wishes, your du'as, your emotions, your feeling are with that person, not only through the words, but practically after shaking hands, usually we are asking, how are you? What kind of situation you have? Do you have job or not? So if you are facing any problem, can I help you? So this is Islam. And we need to promote this kind of Islam. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
The other ritual, the other action which can make cry to Iblis, that is getting married for the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So usually sometime we are getting married for wealth, for beauty, for different things. Rasulullah said, An-nikahu min sunnati, faman raghiban sunnati falaysa minni. Rasulullah farmate hain ke nikah meri sunnat hai, aur jo is sunnat par amal nahi karta, wo meri ummat mein se nahi hai. So this is sunnah of Rasulullah. And this is because having sexual relation, this is the desire of all human beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us legitimate resource and route to fulfill these desires. And that is, half of our iman is protected. And who is wasila of protecting our half iman? It is the wife. So those people who are tyrant against the wives, they are actually destroying their iman. So when wife is wasila of protection of iman, so someone who is married 2 rakat is equal to someone who is unmarried and worshipping whole night. So Islam promotes marriage. But that marriage should be for the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what kind of spouse we have to go for? Any spouse who is having taqwa, who is having knowledge, who is lover of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. If we are going for beauty, that beauty will finish after few years. If we are going for wealth, today someone is rich, tomorrow will be poor. But piety is something. Someone who is having fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always will think about you and will not do anything against you, because having fear of Allah always make him or her just in his life. So anyone who is getting married for happiness of Allah, making happy to Allah and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and at the same time making cry to Iblis and Shayateen. The next thing, and that's very easy, and usually we all are facing this thing. Whenever someone is sneezing, what should we say? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And someone who is listening, what should he say? Yarhamukallah. If a person is male, you have to say Yarhamukallah. And if a person is female, you have to say Yarhamukillah with kasra. Again, this is dua. But someone who is sneezing is saying Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, again making cry to Iblis and Shayateen. And the best thing which will make cry to Iblis and Shayateen, that is having long sajda. We should try our best. Last night I was saying something from Hadith Imam Raza alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And that was about Kalimatu la ilaha illallah. Allah says, this la ilaha illallah is my fort. Anyone who will enter in this will be protected from hellfire. But again, related with this la ilaha illallah, there is Qad Zikr Yunusiyah. And this is something when Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam was in trouble and he was inside many barriers. He was in the fish, then in the water, and then his nation was against him. He was away from his house, from relatives. With all these problems, when he read this, he was protected. He was given a new life. He came out of fish, out of water, with full health and physique, and his nation turned back to him. And what was that? La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Allah, there is no Lord but you. And you are subhan, no one is like you. And I was oppressive. So if we should make habit, if not more, at least one tasbih we should try to read, this zikr and sajda. But those who are able to read 400 times every day, inshallah, after 1 year, this is something which is necessary. We should do consistently for 1 year. Inshallah, after 1 year, you can see the results and powers you can get through this zikr. And that is, La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. So this is something most of our maraji and urafa and mystics, they done this, and alhamdulillah they were granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wal asfin al-insan illa alladhina amanu wa amanu al-salihah wa tawasaw bil haqq wa tawasaw bil sabr.
Allah